Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer following United's comfortable 2-0 win over Granada in the Europa League quarterfinal second leg on Thursday. A 4-0 aggregate victory as a goal from Edinson Cavani early on and an own goal gave United the win at Old Trafford. It means that United remain on course for silverware this season and will now face Italian giants Roma in the semi-finals. Solskjaer said, "We're looking forward to it. We're in the semis. It feels like a proper European tie because Roma is a club with lots of history. We've done well against Italian sides before. If we can finish the season with a trophy, that would be great. The next step for this team," he said, "is to get to a final and to win a trophy. That will give this group of players something extra. It could still be an all-Premier League final as well because Arsenal progressed past Slavia Prague and they will play Villarreal in the last four, setting up the possibility of a United-Arsenal showdown. Next up for United on Sunday is back to Premier League action when they host Burnley. Moving on to news on the transfer front, reports say that United are ready to step up their interest in Fiorentina defender Nikola Milenkovic. However, the Italian side, according to reports, wants at least £38 million for the 23-year-old, who is a Serbia international and has attracted attention from elsewhere in Europe. United, meanwhile, have also been linked with a move for France 18-year-old midfielder Eduardo Camavinga, who has decided not to extend his contract at Rennes. He's also been linked with the likes of Arsenal and Real Madrid. While a report from Denmark says that United are interested in signing Fulham and Denmark defender Joachim Andersen. He's on loan at Craven Cottage from Lyon and has impressed in the Premier League. That's all for now. We'll have more later.